Hello, and welcome to The Guardian Spoken Cartoons. It's Monday the 1st of September, I'm First Dog on the Moon, and happy spring to everyone. Today's cartoon is entitled, simply, Islamington. It's a six-frame cartoon, and features the adventures of Dirk Blowhard. And there's Dirk at the top of the cartoon. He's wearing a pith helmet and a camo shirt, and he's standing... He's looking worried and sweating a little and standing next to a sign that says, "Welcome to the city of Islamington, population one homogeneous seething horde." And the text above his head reads, "Our intrepid explorer Dirk Blowhard journeyed at least 11 stations past Central on the mysterious Bankstown line to deepest, darkest Islamington, Western Sydney. The purpose of this perilous journey was to uncover examples of what he thinks about Muslims in order to write an exclusive expose on what he thinks about Muslims." Into the cartoon proper, the first of the six frames, frame one. And it reads, "Day one. I have spoken to no one. The locals stare at me darkly. I can feel their mistrust and their torn loyalties, or it could be the kebab I got at the train station. I thought it was very brave of me to try the local cuisine." And there's Dirk standing in Barry's Kebab Hut, talking to Barry, who's looking a bit bored. He's a brown dog wearing a red shirt, standing behind a counter. And Dirk, in his pith helmet and his safari suit, is saying, "Extra garlic sauce, thanks." And now we're on to day two. "Still have spoken to no one. I went to the community centre, but it was closed. A sign on the door said they were all off denouncing fundamentalist violence and would be back after lunch." And then there's an image of Dirk, perhaps later on. He's typing on his laptop in his hotel room, perhaps, still wearing the pith helmet and the safari suit, and he's writing on his laptop, "Can't find anyone willing to denounce fundamentalism." Frame three, and this time Dirk is in the lounge room of the Islamington Arms Hotel. And it reads, "Day three. I have still not spoken to anyone, but all my darkest fears have been confirmed. The chicken parma at my hotel is halal." And he's writing again on his laptop, furiously, still wearing the pith helmet and the safari suit, saying, "Surely a world caliphate can only be days away. Why are the leaders of this monoculture silent?" And there's a sign that says, "Parma, $10 Tuesday." Frame 4, Day 4. I found a bookshop filled with a racist book. While I didn't speak to anyone, I am shocked to learn that every one of these people have racist beliefs, completely unlike every single non-Muslim in Australia. And there he is, standing sweatingly outside the bookshop in his safari suit and pith helmet. He's writing on his phone. And this is what he's writing. "Of course Muslims aren't a race. They are many different races, from many different countries, like Christians, really, except not. Because Christians don't go to war at the drop of a hat." Onto frame five. And here's Dirk Blowhard, still in the pith helmet and the safari suit, and he's reading a copy of The Daily Sphincter, and on the front page the headline says, "Hate-filled muzzos ruining our suburbs," by D. Blowhard. And the text above him reads, "Day five. I can't take it much longer. May need to speak to someone soon. I learnt today that Australia is per capita the largest exporter of terrorists in the world. They're already fundamentalists before they leave here. But why?" And now we're into frame six. And this is an image of a long white limousine being driven by what appears to be a pineapple. Although we're not entirely sure. Day six. Accidentally spoke to a man at the train station. I didn't understand anything he said. I'm frightened. Mother picked me up and drove me back to civilization. And Mother says, "Did you have a nice time, dear?" And the windows at the back are blacked out. But apparently Dirk says, "It was awful. No one even spoke to me." And the pineapple says, "Well, you're used to that by now." And that's the end of Carry On Up Islamington, starring Dirk Blowhard. This has been Guardian Spoken Cartoons. I'm First Dog on the Moon. Thanks for listening.